It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. And now to a bill in Congress called the Farm Workforce Modernization Act that would put undocumented farm workers on a path to legal immigration status. It passed the House last year. It has yet to get a hearing in the Senate. Join in the conversation on farm labor, the potential for expanded worker protections, what you see. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Lupita Perales is an organizing coordinator in Michigan with the UFW Foundation, which mobilizes farm workers around the country to advocate for human rights, equitable working conditions, and pay. Lupita, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. Thank you so much for having me. A pleasure.
Well, let's hear a little bit about you and your life first. You come from a family of farm workers, I understand. What kind of work did your family do?
Yeah, so first of all, thank you again. My family, actually, my dad, he was a farm worker and kind of did a little bit of everything. He started off in California, and then we came to Michigan. And since then, we've been very involved in the farm worker community. So we do a lot of I know myself every summer since I was very young, I would pick blueberries from sunrise to sunset. And I did that until I turned 16 years old. And then from there, I went inside the packing shed to pack them. But my siblings and parents, they would also do apples besides blueberries, peaches, cherries, peppers, greenhouses, Christmas trees, because those are also part of the agricultural industry. Mm-hmm. So here in Michigan, we're very diverse, and my siblings and the rest of the farm worker community do a little bit of everything, but mostly apples and blueberries. And I would also add asparagus in there.
So all of the available agricultural produce and those jobs by way of extension of those harvests, you know, as you were working with your parents, what protections exist for child workers?
So now children are not allowed to work in the fields. They are protected, and we do outreach through the UFW Foundation. We always go out to the migrant camps during the summer, talk to farm workers, and educate them on their labor rights, as well as children. We go with other organizations, state agencies, and then just try to provide as much education to them as possible.
What do farm workers say to you on those visits to the worker camps? What are their biggest concerns? What do they share?
So their biggest concern is a lack of legal status. When we go out there and collect their testimonies, because we're always trying to uplift their voices, they always talk about the fear of being deported, going to work and not knowing if they're going to come home to their children, to their husband, to their wives, and being able to see them again, give them a hug. And these, we're talking about farm workers who are working 12-hour shifts, sometimes 7 days a week. And a lot of these farm workers work by piece rate. So if you're working in the blueberry fields, you're carrying 7 pounds of blueberries around your waist all day long.
And piece rate, meaning the more you pick, the more you'll basically be paid because you're being paid at the rate you are working.
Correct. Yes. So whenever they get paid by piece rate, it's always very difficult for them because that means shorter breaks, if they're even taking breaks, of course. And during the summers with extreme hot temperatures, when they do go on a lunch break, which can sometimes be 20 to 30 minutes, but sometimes they shorten those up just so that they can go back and be able to pick more pounds so that their check can be a bit bigger and be able to pay for their bills, right? But these are farm workers who are out there working under these horrible working conditions, and to provide for the American people. Because during the pandemic, they couldn't work remote from home. They couldn't be picking blueberries from home. They had to go out there whether they were provided with PPE or not. And that's where we came in, went out to camps, talked to farm workers in the communities as well. We've been doing work throughout the state here in Michigan. So Allegan, Van Buren, Ottawa, Oceana, Bay, Ingham County. And distributing this PPE to them that is very, very critical.
Lupita Perales, an organizer with the UFW Foundation, mobilizing farm workers on issues of immigration and equitable pay. Be part of our conversation about the Farm Workforce Mobilization Act in Congress. We go there next, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We dive into the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. That's a bill in Congress that would provide undocumented ag workers a path to legal immigration. And according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, roughly half of hired crop farm workers lack legal immigration status. Join in the conversation about the farming workforce, 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Lupita Perales is an organizing coordinator in Michigan with the UFW Foundation and stays with us. Lupita, what do you see in this federal legislation, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act?
So I would hope that we all come together, Republicans and Democrats, to be able to support the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, a bipartisan immigration agricultural legislation that would provide undocumented farm workers and their immediate family members legal immigration status and a path to citizenship. With this bill, once farm workers are able to receive a permit, they would be able to go back to their home country without fear of not being able to be able to re-enter the country that they've called home for so many decades and visit their loved ones, because that is something that they deserve. And they express all the time that they cannot go back home, visit their mom, their dad. I mean, we had several farm workers who shared that during the pandemic, their parents passed away, couldn't go visit them, couldn't go say goodbye. So they deserve this. I mean, during the pandemic, they were declared essential. And I mean, they've been essential even before the pandemic started. And just increase our protections for farm workers and H-2A workers as well.
You mentioned labor protections. It includes a proposed expansion under the Migrant and Seasonal Agricultural Worker Protection Act. What do you see there in terms of what this bill could mean for worker protections?
Yeah, so, and I can also talk a little bit about the dairy workers in Wisconsin, because this is something that would really impact them. So The FWMA, which is the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, provides dairy workers with animal training and protections from sexual harassment, violence, and retaliation, and requires dairy employers to maintain a worksite safety and compliance plan. And this bill would expand the H-2A program for a year-round work for the dairy industry in exchange for additional worker protections.
Right, cows need to be milked 365 days a year, but
yes,
all the current egg visas are seasonal. How big of an issue is that?
I mean, throughout the work that we've been doing here in Michigan, we've been seeing an increase in H-2A workers as the years go by. More and more. I don't know if you've seen white buses around, like at Walmart or things like that. Those are our awesome H-2A workers who come over and do all this work that is also needed. Some of these protections would help with increasing wages, housing benefits conditions, because sometimes when we go out to those camps, those housing conditions are the worst. And then with transportation costs, reimbursements, minimum wage guarantee. So it would also protect these H2A workers from heat stress and by requiring a heat illness plan. Because it is very, so these are protections that we see that is also needed in the dairy industry and increasing that to a year round. We have several domestic farm workers here in Michigan who also work in the dairy industry, and they express the shortage of employees at the site. So
what might be holding up this legislation in the Senate? What do you see in terms of its path?
I can't really speak on that because I don't have the full details on that, but I would say that this bill would ensure that we would have food on our tables. A path to legal status for undocumented farm workers is critically needed to our nation's food and agricultural system. So we really, really need the support of Congress to make this happen. We need to honor all those farm workers that sacrificed their lives during the pandemic and keep doing it all the time. I mean, these are farm workers who get exposed to pesticides constantly, and which affects their health, and they shouldn't be going through that.
Lupita, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
Lupita Perales is an organizing coordinator in Michigan with the UFW Foundation, which organizes farm workers around the country to advocate for human rights, equitable working conditions, and pay. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.